or call 1-800-GIVE-PJ's. And please tell them the Score sent you and is looking for a quarterback.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PC store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Leveon designers to offer you more Leveon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Leveon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com. When the Bears play on Sunday against the Packers at Soldier Field, they'll have Alshon Jeffrey back. And for offensive coordinator Dow Loggins, it's a chance to see Jeffrey and Matt Barkley, the quarterback, work together.
The biggest challenge would be getting their timing down. Matt's never thrown him a ball, you know, since he's been here. So, we'll use this week to get ready. And Alshon, obviously, like he always is, will be part of the game plan.
Jeffrey is back from the four-game suspension for PEDs. In practice today, Marquise Wilson with a foot injury. He had to leave, and it does not look likely he is going to play this Sunday. Thursday night football, it's on the Score tonight. Rams take on the Seahawks. We've got the broadcast starting at 7. It was a two-year battle with leukemia for broadcaster Craig Sager, and today he lost that battle. He has died at the age of 65. Sager from Batavia. He also went to Northwestern. Started sideline reporting in 1972. Basketball, Rajon Rondo for the Bulls tonight is a game-time decision. They will face Milwaukee. They are on the road. They'll play there tonight, and then they'll be back home tomorrow against the Bucks. The Blackhawks are still in New York. They've got the Islanders tonight. Scott Darling is in goal, and Corey Crawford is inching his way back. He's been on the ice practicing the last couple of days. He had just come back from an appendectomy, but they don't have a timetable for when he will actually get back on the ice during a game. AHL today, the Grand Rapids Griffins beat the Wolves by a final of 7-1. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. It's only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boars and Bernstein.
Who are you crapping?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And this portion of the Score is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
The sixth caller to the contest line right now wins a spot for four guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive a lovely breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and the chance to win great prizes, brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. So next week, at this time, Terry and I are going to be out at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is indeed correct. You heard it right.
Terry is going to be out and there, and we're going to do a holiday edition of Who You Crappin', because we haven't done it in weeks. We are going to do it next week. We're going to do it at 5 o'clock, and we're going to give you this much lead time because we look forward to it. We're going to just blow out the year with a final Who You Crappin', maybe the last Who You Crappin'. And here's what happened, and we've talked a lot about it sort of internally. It just it became something where people were sending in, it was almost all emails.
Mm-hmm.
And I would end up with
reading.
Even before going through, just I would end up reading the entire time.
And reading.
And I'm happy to do it. There's a lot of great work, but I don't know if people just decided they weren't going to or didn't have the time to call. People who would often call would otherwise just start typing, and that way they would do it ahead of time. So what happened was I'd get this backlog of 30 or 40 terrific Who You Crappin' submissions, but it was all via email, or somebody would send you a link on Twitter or something like that, and the people who called in half the time didn't get the bit. So it just ended up being a lot of work for me and to go through a lot of this stuff, and during the segment, you're just hearing too much of my voice, when the whole point of the segment for years was to let everybody contribute and the various characters contribute. Now, the second...
So you're forewarned.
The second aspect of what changed is the news cycle. It used to be, back when the segment began 25 years ago, everything still felt fresh, and not everybody heard everything everybody said the minute they said it.
Yep.
And somebody would listen to the segment and say, oh, I didn't know that this guy said this, or I didn't. What happened is the speed and
technology tracked us down.
Ubiquitousness of information all the time. You can't wait a week to make fun of somebody. And what happened was, by the time you get around to days later, I mean, the news, even a 24-hour news cycle now, if you actually read a newspaper, by the time you get to the newspaper and you start looking, especially with the literal news section that I often read late in the morning, I like some of the opinion pieces, but the actual news stuff just feels like forever ago. And that's kind of what happened to something, to a segment like Who You Crappin', where everything just felt old, and the actual quotes we've already talked about for days and made fun of and discussed, and then things just kind of felt warmed over. So it is a segment that became victimized by people time shifting the show, listening at different times, people trying to get out ahead of it and hear what would happen is people would hear something immediately and react to it and then send in something for Who You Crappin' on Monday. And great, and it was clever and good and fun. But by the time you get to Thursday, it's like, oh, yeah, we already talked about that. We already made all those jokes, and everybody's heard all the references, and it was already a topic of conversation. So what happened was the segment kind of got eaten. Not Adam Eaton, but it chewed up by the speed and power of the news cycle.
Well, back in the day with Donnell, it was a different time, and it was the first one we've ever done that we thought would work. I mean, we didn't have Friday Fung and all the other stuff that you and I have done. So we kind of, because he was yelling at me, we thought it's perfect, because when I used to work with him, he'd yell at me. We'd be off there, he'd be yelling at me. So Ditka really liked to yell at me. And I guess it was kind of natural. I think it was probably Danny who said, oh, that's great. And I you know, when you're the one being yelled at all the time, whether it was on or off the air or after a game, or having his wife call you certain filthy things. I mean, yeah, after a while, you just sort of, what? But it was a terrific idea. It worked for a long time. And I think even if it goes away, and that's fine. That's fine. It's up to you. But I think we can have one last great one for me.
I think so, too. I think we're going to do it for Terry, and we're going to do it at 5 o'clock from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on the Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. We're going to go into the holiday with a big old blowout. And the fact is that when it comes to what's next and what we do, and I have no clue. I couldn't be more honest with you by telling you I have no idea.
Nor
about,
do I.
No idea about anything.
Nor do I, yeah.
For everybody that's asking, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's so we look forward to that, and at least for right now, all systems are go. I think the people realize I've struggled a little bit since in trying to come back and tried it too early, and a lot of other things have happened. And I told Mitch that I said, look, I saw that 22nd thing a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Mitch, I think I can do that. And he said, are you sure? I said, you know, sometimes it's just difficult for me, and you if it was predictable, I'd have a better idea. Mm-hmm. If things were predictable, I'd say, oh, yeah, I'll be all right, or I won't be. You just don't know with this. I just can't tell you one day to the next what I'm going to feel like. But I want to be there. I want to see as many people as I possibly can, and then we'll do something on January 5th, my final show. So that will be a very special day as well. The guest list is extraordinary. You're on that guest list.
The guest? Well, I'm hosting, right?
No.
Oh.
You're on the guest list.
Okay.
Maddie has demoted you for the day.
Oh, okay. So
you relax. You relax. Take some time. While I strolled on memory lane with people that have meant a lot to the station and to us over the years, a lot of us cross over in there as well. With a lot of people, you will know exactly who they are. So that will be the last one, but that's not till January 5th. But I told Mitch, you know, how it works at the station, I don't know what we're going to do, but I wanted one last chance. One last time out with the kids. So we're going to do that a week from today.
There's a little NFL news here. Apparently the New England Patriots not only have signed the recently released Michael Floyd, they also worked out Devin Hester.
Wow.
The Patriots decided to bring him in and see if maybe he had one more return left in him. There has been no word as to whether or not they're going to sign him. My guess would be their scouts are good enough to realize that there's not much left, but they've got a play out of Shea McClellan. I'll say that they were good enough to actually get a play. Although, did you see the NFL now is gonna we're gonna look at that? The idea of jumping over somebody.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that should be okay.
And it was fascinating.
It was. I don't know why that. Okay, whatever. That's them.
They found something. It was obviously it was too interesting, and now they have to try to legislate it out.
I can't answer for them. I don't get any of it. As you know, we've discussed these things a million times, and if I ever truly reached anything close to an understanding of the NFL, it would be a miracle. It'd be a miracle. That even goes to some guys who cover it. I'm sure sometimes you're as lost as I am with some of this stuff.
Yeah, I know that you can't stand on somebody's back and climb up to try to right. block something, but this is the
that
latest where the NFL now is saying that the Washington Post reported that a league official says the NFL competition committee has reviewed the play and will do so again in the offseason. The NFL rulebook prohibits players from jumping over the line on field goals if they make contact with an opposing player, which would allow Shea McClellan to do what he did, to leap over the line if untouched.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an illegal play, but the league may see it as a dangerous one and an opportunity to show people they care about player safety. What's dangerous about that? Who's in danger?
I don't know.
Who's in more...
Again, you're asking me to understand the NFL.
Who is in more danger on that play than otherwise some normal play where you're slamming your head into somebody? What's inherently dangerous about that?
That's a great question for the commish. What's the difference? He's jumping or he's slamming his head into somebody. What's the problem? Tell me what it is.
All right, I'm reading on here. This is from CBS in Boston. It says the issue that the league and some coaches reportedly have is the leaping player is taking advantage of an opponent who has his head down, and it could cause serious injury to the long snapper's head or neck, or the leaper's feet, legs, or ankles if there was some unintended contact on the play. It's a football play in the NFL. Leaper's feet, legs, or ankles too leapy?
Oh, my God.
But they're too high up in the air? Come on.
See what I mean?
Come on.
See, I mean, you could add, there's a lot of things you can discuss, talk about, have some fun with, but the NFL stuff, they're always, they have this consistency about them. Of either looking at the most absurd stuff And finding more stupid reasons.
And this is what really gets me, too, is one of the guys speaking out is Arians. And Bruce Arians, remember, he's one of these war on football guys.
Oh, he is that.
He's one of the guys that stands in front of the high school parents and says, football's great. It doesn't hurt anybody. Yes, Don't worry. The helmets are great. And he believes that people are trying to take away his game by actually explaining what happens when the brain moves around inside the skull. So here's a quote from Arians. It's bad for football.
Oh.
Because what you're going to have to do now is have centers raise their face up and get kicked in the face. What? Why do they have to get kicked in the face? In the face! Things like that are dangerous to the players. It's a dangerous play as it is. It should be taken out of the game. You're the same guy that tells everybody that normal football is fine, but you worry about a center being kicked in the face accidentally?
Yeah, he goes after the... He wants to talk to the mothers.
Well, make it a penalty to kick the guy in the face then. Which it probably is.
I think it is, yeah. I think it would be. Wow. Of all people. Yeah, that's a really unpleasant side of Bruce Arians, that willingness to just go ahead and full tilt boogie in this territory of, hey, there's nothing wrong with this game. No. Mothers of America, listen to me.
Yeah, I'm Bruce Arians.
I got thoughts for you.
Everything's fine. And your kids should play football. So make more manly men out of your young men.
That's what he's been doing.
Masculine males playing football. They put a plastic bucket on their head and they run into things and it makes them more manly. Speaking of Manley, I think Patrick Manley actually explains something similar here to what Washington's Nick Sundberg, their long snapper, he said he keeps people from leaping over him by lifting his head and shoulders after the snap that would it would cause contact and an ensuing penalty for anybody trying to leap over him. Because he does it, teams don't try it against him. There you have it. That's just crazy. You see something unique and it gets around and people all watch the video and the NFL says, well, we can't have that. We've got to stop that because it's too dangerous.
See, their confidence is back now. The numbers are back. Here they come again.
So now they think they can just get rid of everything.
Yep.
Well, you enjoyed that too much. Goodbye. Boris and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. I don't know why anybody would go to an NBA game. Regular season, I mean. Most are during a school night. It's, of course, overpriced, expensive, and oftentimes teams don't play particularly hard in the first three quarters of a game, only to be competitive in the fourth quarter when you got to get home for work and the kids got to get home for school the next day. Yet, people continue to shell out their hard-earned money to go and see superstars in the NBA. Like when LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love all came to Memphis for that one game all season long. Oh, but wait. Kyrie, K-Love, and LeBron chose not to make the trip. You only go to Memphis one time a year. Are NBA teams trying to get us to not buy tickets to regular season games? It isn't good for any of us making the future decision whether to or to not buy tickets. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your sharks at law. sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
U.S. You've been thinking about getting the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks as a gift for somebody who you know will enjoy it, or maybe for yourself. You still have time. You still have time to go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code in the search bar, Dan B, D-A-N-B. That's how you get 77% off. You still have time to enjoy the hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed meats, the steaks aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the highest quality cuts. You still have time to get this exclusive savings for less than $50. $49.99, you get all this. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasas for free. Every last bit of that. You got to go to omahasteaks.com now. You got to enter Dan B in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and you get a 77% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled again. It has reached $1.35 million. That's right, for Lucky Day Lotto, $1.35 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. If you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and you're looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast that speaking. I'm on my way.
Backyard here, Ed. Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Keep it.
brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here is a 34-yard field goal by Justin Tucker, who this year is 20 of 20. No wind, near hash, artificial surface. Tucker is ready. Ball put down. Right-footed kick is up. It's blocked! It's blocked! And recovered at the 25-yard line. The Patriots have done it, and I think coming through was Shay McClellan.
I have never expected anything less from Shay, and Shay was in tremendous shape when he came here last summer. Looks like an extra from Dolph Lundgren movie, doesn't he? Looking good. Looking trim and fit. Yeah.
Good luck with that. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, look good on that play, I guess. Yeah, just say that the NFL now is going to look into it. Wait a second. We're going to look into what happened on that play. Now, we were very basketball heavy yesterday on the Boars and Bernstein Show. Talked a lot of football today. And the Bulls are going to take that string of 16 consecutive Thursday night TNT home victories and wait on it, because they are on the road tonight at Milwaukee. So that we will see if that if the streak holds the next opportunity they get. So I was looking over, it's an interesting roster, an interesting team, I guess, is the only way you can really compliment the Bucks right now, because they're part of this group in the Central Division that's all bunched up behind Cleveland, because Cleveland's at 18-6, and the Bulls are 5 back at 13-11, and then Detroit's at 14-13, Indiana's at 513-13. And the Bucks are 11-12. They got a lot of intriguing pieces that haven't quite fit together. But you know what I noticed at the bottom of their roster?
Yes.
Did you know that Jason Terry is still playing?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Jason Terry of the Bucks is 39 years old. Think about that.
39.
He's 39 years old already. He has been playing since 1999. That is what you call a long-ass career. And I was looking over some of his numbers.
Let me tell you something. When they won that title,
he's on Dallas?
Yep. He was a big man on campus for that one, too.
He was, yeah, he got his ring.
Yep. You know, he's the big man, but good.
He's had a great career. He got his ring, and he has amassed some pretty nice counting stats here, and the averages too, but they do a similarity score at basketballreference.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought you'd find it interesting, some of the guys who appear in his comps for the most similar players. And I'll go, as I often do with baseball, from the bottom to the top. The guys who have statistically put together careers that have mirrored that of long-timer Jason Terry, who hung around there long enough to get a lot of money. Rod Strickland, Derek Harper, Hersey Hawkins, Eddie Jones, Joe Dumars, Tony Parker, Maurice Cheeks, Hal Greer is his number three comp.
Old Philly man.
Yep. His number two comp is Lenny Wilkins.
Holy crap.
I would not have thought of that.
No.
But is his second most comparable player statistically in his career is Lenny Wilkins. And the number one comp to Jason Terry is another guy who hung around until age 39, up until last year, who started the very same season, Andre Miller.
Wow. Wilkins, when he left, Lenny was the all-time assist leader, wasn't he?
I believe when he retired, he was the all-time assist leader.
I think he was.
Some other people have since blown by him, but I think that was...
Speaking of blowing by you while we're on the NBA, yes. Did you see Larry Nance Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he can do a little bit of that now.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's...
That's a something.
Yeah, well, his dad...
I've seen a lot of dunks, but that's a something.
His dad could do it, too.
He could.
That's already the second time this year he's thrown down on somebody like that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care.
Oh, Brooke. Better to act like you're not there than have that happen.
Well, I haven't... Knowing Brooke... He'll joke about it, because he's clever enough. He'll put something out on Twitter that maybe he has and I just haven't seen it yet. But even like the still shots of how far Nance is from the basket his hand above the paint.
Yeah,
I mean he comes by it honestly. I mean, genetically, the Larry Nance Sr. is one of the early slam dunk contest champions.
Yeah, he was dunking two basketballs long ago in the dunk contest. Dunking, you know, it's the first one I think I saw do that. That's how long ago it is. Yeah,
and that's you're not dunking on a point guard there. That's
no.
That's a big, big man in Brook Lopez that you are just going up on from the dotted line. And the reaction of the teammates, that's always my favorite part. The bench is going crazy.
Yeah,
guys, as they're running back, are just going, ah!
Yeah, that's the best part.
It would look like it was at the Rucker or something, with people like just spilling out of the stands, just going crazy over it.
That's just something. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's pretty damn impressive. But yeah, his dad was doing it. Boy, if memory serves, because it's so long ago, but I swear to God, he was the first one I saw dunk two basketballs on one trip up.
Are you sure there wasn't an ABA guy that did it?
Well, maybe. Could have been. First time I had seen it was Larry. Daddy.
Yeah, I thought, because the ABA was doing the dunk contest
they were doing
first,
yeah,
and they did most everything first. It's possible that George McGinnis
Was Larry Nance was a high flyer now.
Maybe Dr. J when he was with the New York Nets, or was it Roger Brown?
Roger Brown.
Was that the Pacers?
Yep.
The 773 sends a text that says, just listen to the obligatory Chicagoans are tough because it's so cold outside news report. Why do they do this every time it's very cold?
Can't wait to do it. Can't wait.
Yeah, well,
I have no idea.
Because they're pandering. Because they're pandering to their viewership. Yeah, we live in Chicago. It's cold here. We know it's cold. And even people who say they like it are lying because it hurts. It sucks, especially when you're in your house and you go down the basement and you realize, oh my God, it's like 40 degrees down here.
Yeah, I don't know what that one has to do with being tough. I don't quite get it, but you know, if that makes you happy as a Chicagoan, then okay, fine. If that's where you get your thrill, like, hey, you're tough. You put up with Chicago winters. You're a tough guy. All right. We're just somebody who it used to be okay, not so much now, but that has nothing to do with that. That's nothing to do with tough.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Speaking of tough, it is going to be very cold on Sunday for the Bears and the Packers. In fact, it's going to be similar to today's weather. They practiced outdoors about an hour plus, hour 15 minutes, just to get a feel for it. It is expected to be 2 degrees below zero when they play on Sunday right there at noon. And John Fox says that the players have to take care of something that you wouldn't think to do in those temperatures.
You know, I've seen a lot of guys cramp in cold weather games, and sometimes they don't hydrate either during the game or prior to the game as much. The common thought is it's just the humidity and the hot weather. But when you're wearing so much clothing and your body sweats like it does, I've seen a lot of guys cramp.
And so the Bears in that game are not going to have Marquise Wilson available, most likely. He's got some sort of foot injury that he suffered today. The team did sign Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. Patriots have signed receiver Michael Floyd. He was let go by Arizona this week. And Thursday night football tonight, Rams and Seahawks. The broadcast is at 7. Bulls play the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. Rajon Rondo game time decision with his sore ankle. Scott Darling will be in goal for the Blackhawks tonight when they take on the Islanders on the road. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends with hundreds of doctors and office locations. There's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Jingle all the way in a new Mercedes-Benz at Auto House on Edens during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Experience outstanding year-end offers and an incredible selection of new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at autohouseonedens.com.
We were mentioning that Jason Terry at age 39 is still going for this mostly youthful Milwaukee Bucks team. And their pieces don't quite fit, But eventually, once Giannis Antetokounmpo figures it out a little bit more and it's coming in increments with him, look out. Because he's going to be one of those guys that you tune in to watch. He's already close to being that right now. But I did not know this. This is Jeff in Roscoe Village who knows his basketball. Did you know that only two players have made more career three-pointers than Jason Terry?
I did not. I know. Well, only two.
Right? And think about when the three-point line was. I mean, you know who they are.
I draw a blank on this stuff.
No, you don't. You don't draw a blank. These are probably two of the best shooters of all time. Two of the three best shooters of all time.
Two of the best three shooters of all time.
Yes. Certainly two of the three best long-distance shooters of all time proved out in their total number of three-pointers made. One retired relatively recently. One has been retired for some time.
Ray Allen is up there.
Ray Allen, of course. Yes.
And he was retired for, was he gone 2 years before I actually said he was retired?
Yeah, before he filed his papers. Yeah, he just kind of disappeared. But Ray Allen is number one. And number two, longtime Michael Jordan foil Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller, yeah.
Allen and Miller are the only two players with more threes made than Jason Terry.
Well, when you're 39, I got such a kick out of the Ray Allen thing when he did that, when he said, I didn't even think about him. You know, after hitting that giant shot against the Spurs.
The 773 says, it's so cold out, my lizard stopped breathing. Yeah, we didn't get any further answer to that based on the newspaper story today about new White Sox pitcher Derek Holland and his
lizard. Apparently it's okay, right? Wasn't that the story? The lizard's okay?
Yes. Yeah. He said the lizard stopped breathing. And again, how did you know? That's the answer. When we get Derek Holland on, I will get to the bottom of this question because I thought maybe, given some time here, and all we heard was him say that, we didn't know what the questions were in the teleconference. And maybe he says, hey, you know, by the way, how do you know your lizard stopped breathing? Was it just
a great question?
Was it just dumb luck?
Answer.
Are you holding a mirror in front of the lizard's face at the time?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's Bob of the White Sox.
How you doing, man?
Real good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, just driving back. Gotta go take a lizard to the vet, actually.
Take a what?
A lizard.
Oh, wow. That's what I thought you said. I want to make sure I heard that. What's the issue with a lizard?
First, I got like a zoo of animals. So I'm big into that. But there's something wrong with him. I guess he stopped breathing last night. So we're just running him to the vet and make sure he's okay.
Awesome.
Awesome. How did you know? Awesome, yeah. How do you know your lizard's not breathing?
Well, he didn't act like he's the one who found it. Like somebody else found it.
So was it dead? I'm not even sure what kind of lizard it was. It could be a bearded dragon.
I don't know. All I know is it didn't sound like he found it.
Then how does he know it stopped breathing?
I don't, because I think somebody came and
told him. Mister, your lizard stopped breathing.
I think he has a lizard watcher.
That is not my lizard. Right? So he hires somebody to constantly monitor the respiration of his lizards?
I don't know who the hell else would tell him.
Have you done the 15-minute lizard breathing check? No, sir, I haven't. Well, get on that! My lizards all have to breathe. Okay. And then, so you go to the vet and say, what happened? He stopped breathing. Well, he's breathing now. How do you know the lizard stopped breathing? And then the vet says, well, you know, that happens with these lizards. Sometimes they just kind of stop breathing. I'm not sure. Some are saying that the lizard might have sleep apnea. And it might have just been, it might be snoring, had the airway blocked, and then just kind of, you know, rolled over. The other lizard woke it up and said, you're fine.
Yeah, it didn't sound like he found it. Like somebody told him that the lizard had stopped. I don't know how somebody would do that. Maybe, who's watching the lizard?
Maybe he's got zookeepers. I don't know. He's got the 847 says, I had a friend in college that put their hamster on oxygen. No, you don't. And oh, this is good. The 224 says he probably has a monitor.
Hey!
Not bad. Not bad at all. Nicely done. The Boers and Bernstein Show. Lawrence Holmes is going to be on briefly. He is on 6 to 7 because then you are going to hear red hot NFL Thursday Night Football. The LA Rams, coached by John Fossil, against the Seattle Seahawks, who are complaining about having to play because their bodies haven't recovered from the late game on Sunday.
Poop fest. This is terrible.
And that's what Richard Sherman calls it, Thursday Night Football. And you know what? He's right.
He's absolutely
right. He is 100% right. But he is going to play anyway because the league has told him to. We're Boers and Bernstein. Will say Terry's favorite words in show business. And I'm going to give away some Jets pizza. How about that?
Yourself to do that.
Next on the Score.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1. The Bears are 3-10 and now take on the Packers for the second time this season. We hope you're watching, at least listening to us. We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And that's the rub. But Loot Crate is here to help you out. They've got you covered. And they're offering you special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you do, you go to lootcrate.com/Dan. You choose the crate theme and the length of the gift deliveries. You add the recipient, and that's it. You're done. And then whatever that recipient may like, Marvel, Harry Potter, Batman, Fallout, it's all products from the top gaming and entertainment franchises, and you just pick which one. And then each month's theme, there's a mix of whatever they like, shirts, gear, other collectibles, limited edition, exclusive stuff, and it arrives per this subscription. So make everyone envious of your incredible gift-giving superpowers. Go to lootcrate.com/Dan. And take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for the special radio promotion, lootcrate.com/Dan.
Pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram, of course, includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the Score sent you and loves you very much.
You can make a powerful gift even more powerful, even at the last minute. Right now at the Home Depot, get a Select Power Tool free when you buy a Select Combo Kit from Milwaukee, Ridgid, Ryobi, Makita, or DeWalt. Buy a Select Combo Kit, get another Select Power Tool free only at the number one retailer of power tools and accessories, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Based on TrackLine data, July 2013 through June 2016, valid through January 25th, limit one per customer. See store for details.
I recently signed a purchase agreement, but I'm questioning whether or not my local small-town bank loan officer knows what she's doing. I have a lot riding on this. I'm taking on two mortgages until my home sells, and I'm borrowing the down payment for my 401k, and getting the right deal could be the difference between success and failure. So David answered Nick's questions. He advised him how to structure his loan, and it's David, and not the mortgage expert at his local bank, helping Nick secure his mortgage. So if you are purchasing a home and you want to work with a lender that you know will always look out for your financial best interest, call David right now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's, save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:43 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, my two favorite words is showbiz.
What a hope!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. Hey, if you want some Jets pizza, listen up. I've got a $15 Jets pizza gift card. It is the gift that keeps on giving, brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score, and it is yours if you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. So you got a little over an hour. I thought I'd give you a little extra time here to tell us what you got going before Thursday night football.
Oh, well, thank you. Our plan tonight is we're going to go in a couple of different directions. I had an interesting day that it's a follow-up to something that was discussed on the show earlier. I went out and bought a 27-game pack of White Sox tickets today. Because I said that I wanted to make sure that if they were going to change the way they operate, that I wanted there to be a tangible reaction, that they could go, oh, fans aren't necessarily fleeing because we're rebuilding. So I went over to White Sox today and found the seats. And I'm not going to be able to go to every game, obviously.
Yep, but you got something to do, yep.
But, yeah, I got some stuff that I got
to
get done.
You need to do, yep.
But I'm going to give away tickets, and I'm going to go to as many games as I can. And they were super nice. Got to run around the ballpark and see pictures of Connor McKnight there.
I have the same thing.
Well, yes. And it was basically the coldest day of the year, and being out there and seeing the ballpark with all the snow and everything was kind of cool. But I did that. So we'll spend a little bit of time talking about that tonight. I don't know if you guys heard it. Look, I get it. You know, when I'm on, people are usually driving home and they get out of their car. They forget all about me. But I had a conversation with Big Cat Williams on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That was phenomenal. And it was later in the show. So I want to bring back a piece of it because I think that the addition of Olin and Big Cat has given us something that we don't have. That when we talk about this, I think that anyone who's covered football, you know, Dan's covered it, Terry, you've covered it, I've covered it.
Yep.
We know a lot about how the game is played, but I think that offensive line play is one of the trickiest things for those of us in sports media to convey to the public. And
it's also hard for people to watch unless they're really practiced at watching it, understanding how to watch it.
Right, because in NFL games, the camera follows the ball.
Yep.
So sometimes you don't really get to see what ended up happening on a play unless you get a really good tight replay or know exactly what the team was going to do. So Big Cat gave me two great bites where he was talking about the panic of playing offensive line. And he went into it with great detail about what he's thinking before the play gets snapped, as the ball's being snapped, as he's engaged with his man. It was so good. And then, you know, it was great to have him on the Miller Lite Top Draft Show because he answered a couple of questions. Like, there were a couple of coaches and there were a couple of dads that called in and wanted advice on how to build offensive linemen. And the advice that he gave was tremendous. So I'm going to share some of that. We'll get super football-y on the show today with some of that X and O stuff.
But remember, too, for Big Cat, part of the reason for him is because he was a defensive lineman.
This is what he brought up.
And he gives you both perspectives and a unique understanding in that regard. And I had the pleasure of working with him doing some arena football games on radio. And what he sees in real time, I mean, live action. I'm not talking about sitting in front of an HD TV. Live action
from up above was remarkable.
He also gave me a nugget on Olin as a center and some of the things that made Olin really good as a center. And you know it, Dan, because you covered Olin, how smart he is. When it comes to the game mm-hmm. and him breaking it down and understanding what's happening, you know, how he's able to get to things quickly. So I want to share. I love when there's great content on the show that I can bring back and maybe share for someone who didn't necessarily hear it. But it was great. Like I told him during the break, I said, I'm so happy you guys are here.
Yeah, they're both really good, Lawrence. They really are.
Aren't they, Terry? You get a great understanding of the game from a perspective that outside of Thayer, You know, Thayer gives us some of that, but outside of Thayer, that's not something that you ordinarily get.
No.
And for us to have two guys that can give us that, along with all of the other stuff, it's a change. I mean, because forever, the Score usually would have defensive experts on. And on our postgame, we had Doug, we had OB, we have Matt Bowen. Having offensive guys on is such a great perspective to view the game from.
What I like about it, too, it's sort of like why catchers are great to talk about baseball, because of so much being in front of them and having to be aware of everything, having to know every situation and every possibility. And when they know the passing offense, they know the running offense, and they understand defensive fronts, they understand who's coming when and where and what a defense is showing them, that there's, you know, like, not to take anything away from running backs, but, you know, a running back just like, here, take this, go that way and don't fall down.
Yeah, I mean, right? if we're talking about, if we were doing a scale of smart players to the smartest players.
Or what's asked of you as a player, just what's demanded of you. There have been plenty of dumb offensive linemen,
too. And there have been really smart running backs in the game as well. The Bears just had one in Matt Forte, a really smart guy that understood the game. But usually as a position group, and it's funny because that's one of the things that he talks about. He talks about how when he got here, all of the 85 type Bears that were still around said, hey, why don't you come on over to the smart side of the ball? Mm-hmm. And he scoffed at it until he got into some of those meetings. And he's like, oh, this is what you guys do.
Yeah, it's not
for a living.
Get upfield and go get the quarterback. You know, stay in your gap. Keep your pad level low.
Yeah.
Go get him.
So right? We're going to have some fun with that. And we'll talk a little bit about Craig Sager. Terry, did you have any run-ins with Craig Sager?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of him?
Oh, yeah. I loved him. Terrific guy. Terrific guy. Yeah. I mean, all the way through. You know, when I was covering the NBA, he was covering the NBA. He's around. He's around a lot of events.
I asked him about his suits, you know, and he was telling me about how he gets them imported from China. And, like, he was just going through, like, the whole, like, Craig Sager thing with me. And I said, do you ever, you know, just put on a navy suit or a black suit?
Black
He's
suit,
like, no. He's like, no, there's no reason for that. So it's the way that he finished living his life, I think, is really cool. That he kept doing what he wanted to do, that he seemed to enjoy some of the perks that came with him being Craig Sager at the end, that he enjoyed the going back and forth. I was watching clips of him and Popovich today. Jeez. I mean, those two guys, it was like a vaudeville act.
That's what it became.
It's over. And that's great. So we'll do a little bit of that. We'll throw a little history into it, and we'll do the best we can with the hour that we've got.
Terrific. All right, let's get the hell out of your way. Some quick thank yous.
Dan Pompey and Greg Gabriel joined us today. Also, Pete Daugherty joined us from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Now, you're going to be out and about tomorrow with Barry Rosner at?
Indeed, we are going to be in Geneva. I believe it is the site of the very first ever Who Needs Two Tavern Tour stop.
That sounds
right. We are going to be back there at Old Town Pub and Eatery right there on State Street in Geneva, just west of the Fox River.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abatacola.
If you grew up watching Looney Tunes like me.
I love Matt Abatacola, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Valanciunas and Lowry. DeRozan, a lot of traffic, 1 of 8. Here another three. No! Yes!
We thank Rillers and calling, emailing.
Thanks. team.
You will do it all again tomorrow with Barry. Have fun. And everybody have a terrific weekend. I will talk to you on Monday. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Fun as always. Feel the funk up. Have a good time. God bless all of you, and God bless Poop Fest.
Oh, this is terrible.
Big Oscar Wilde, when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
You can make a powerful gift even more powerful, even at the last minute. Right now at the Home Depot, get a select power tool free when you buy a select combo kit from Milwaukee, Ridgid, Ryobi, Makita, or DeWalt. Buy a select combo kit, get another select power tool free. Only at the number one retailer of power tools and accessories, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Based on TrackLine data, July 2013 through June 2016, valid through January 25th. Limit one per customer. See store for details.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levy on designers to offer you more Levy on jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All France 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at kohls.com for details.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing.
B-Hop, the crowd begins to chant.
I'm not trying to give the fans a fight.
Bernard the Executioner Hopkins returns to the ring to mark the final chapter of his legacy.
He's headed directly to the Hall of Fame.
The boxing legend looks to put an exclamation point on his Hall of Fame career as he takes on Joe Smith in his final farewell showdown.
Tonight would be nothing short of miraculous.
The final one, Hopkins versus Smith. Live Saturday, December 17th at 10 p.m.